ATA officials made the announcement Tuesday. ATA ratepayer and outspoken critic of deregulation, Mike O'Meara, says members sent a clear message to ATA's management through the vote.
They don't trust the management to conduct business in the appropriate way without oversight from the RCA. And unregulated monopolies are just generally a bad idea for the consumer.
The cooperative is the sole provider of electricity to nearly 23,000 members on the Kenai Peninsula. Almost a third of membership voted. ATA's 9-member board of directors voted unanimously in April to hold the deregulation election. This October, members received ballots with their electric bills. O'Meara says ATA's management and board need to do more outreach to members. He suggests informal listening sessions. O'Meara says the vote shows ATA's management and board are not on the same page as the people they serve.
The vote is a very good example of that. I mean, it's evidence that they were totally out of touch with what the wider membership felt.
Bruce Shelley, director of member relations for ATA, says the relatively large voter turnout highlights one of the values of the cooperative model, enabling members to provide direction to their utility.
ATA is very, very pleased by the voter turnout on such an important decision. This is a cooperative, and we live by a cooperative model, and this definitely showed, unlike a monopoly, the cooperative model enables members to provide direction to their utility.
ATA officials couldn't tell KBBI exactly how much holding the deregulation vote and the campaign for it cost, but Shelley estimates around $30,000. RCA officials say it cost the commission $11,000 to have the ballots counted. Under Alaska statute, the cooperative won't be able to hold another deregulation election for 2 years. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.